Your brother is in prison, and you have guardianship of the two children.
A sister left to pick up the pieces.
What was his sentence?
41 years.
For what?
Murder. The victim was a 16-year-old girl, and he was 19.
And young lives.
Where is their mother?
Their mother was in rehab at the time.
Hang in the balance.
Were these children conceived while he was in prison?
Yes.
Not very good judgment.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Theodora Wright is suing her former daycare provider, Jacqueline Doherty, for work she never completed and an unpaid loan.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 410 on the calendar in the matter of Wright versus Doherty.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Wright, you have a brother who has two children.
Correct.
Your brother is in prison, according to your complaint, and you have guardianship of the two children.
Correct.
Since when?
Since October 30th of 2017.
Where is their mother?
Their mother was in rehab at the time. She got out of rehab in December, on December 11th, and she's currently in Oregon with her family.
Do you have any other children?
Yes, I have two of my own.
How old are these children? They're little ones.
They are four, and the other one turned seven yesterday.
The defendant was a preschool teacher of your niece?
For 3 years, yes.
And you made some sort of an arrangement with her to take the two children to visit with their father in prison?
Correct.
How often?
Well, at the time, my brother and his wife were getting a divorce, and she was not going to take the children up anymore to see their father.
What kind of term is he serving?
He has 12 more years left.
What was his sentence?
His original sentence was for 41 years.
For what?
Murder.
Who?
The victim was a 16-year-old girl, and he was 19.
So he has another 12 years to go on a minimum sentence?
Correct.
He may or may not be released at that point.
He could be released sooner. The sentencing laws have changed, and he was sentenced to an exceptional sentence, which is no longer legal. It just hasn't been made retroactive. And also, because he was a juvenile, those sentencing laws have changed as well.
Do the children enjoy the visits with their father?
Absolutely. They love their father. They have a really good time with him. They're very close. They talk every day.
Is that correct?
Yes and no. There were good visits and there were bad visits, depending on extenuating circumstances. Her brothers.
I ask you that question because the defendant's job, according to your complaint, for which you paid her, was to take the children for the visits. So how often did you take the children?
It would depend on whatever the schedule is with other people. So I would try to take them at least probably once a month. And at the time, he had overnight visits. So I would take them on the overnight visits, which were, it's about 26 hours.
What do you mean? How do you have an overnight visit?
The state of Washington, they have something called EFVs, which are extended family visitation. And if the inmate has, I guess, participated in the program and has an exemplary record, he's eligible for those. So I've done those for about 20 years.
How do you effectuate an overnight visit with two small children? They stay in the prison or they go out of the prison?
You're inside the prison, but it's inside a single wide trailer that's locked up. So you have a fence around your trailer. There's five trailers there.
And you've done that with the children?
Yes, I've done that with my parents. I visited my brother overnight, I think for about 20 years. And when the kids were eligible, they had to go through the approval process as well. Then I took first the little girl and then the little boy as well.
Were these children conceived while he was in prison?
Yes.
During one of these visits?
Yes.
Not very good judgment. How old is your brother now?
He is 44.
Okay, this is what the case is about, that little bit of background. According to your complaint, you gave Ms. Doherty $5,000 up front in order to do visits. How many visits?
We made the arrangements in June of 2016 for her to do six visits a month, which was the parenting plan that was agreed upon at the time by the two parents. And that was to start in September of 2016.
For how long?
For 10 months. So basically the school year. So September through June.
Is that your arrangement?
No.
What was your arrangement?
The first time that I had contact with her brother was on July 25th, which was the very first visit that I took his kids too.
Well, how did you get to take them?
So the older child was enrolled in my preschool, and the mom, when divorce was becoming imminent, had asked me to get on the visitation list because she knew that I'd be a safe person to take the children. That was in March of that year. However, I never did.
March of what year? 26?
March of 2016, correct. But I did not do any visitations at that time, so I was already on his approved list when July came around. So my agreement with Matthew was made during that first visit on July 25th based on the information that had been provided to me from his wife, and it was $100 per visit, and since that was a $5,000 payment, that would be 50 visits.
Okay. Were you paid, let's say it was $100 per visit?
Sure.
For 50 visits?
Correct.
Who paid you?
Well, the arrangement was made with Matthew, but the check comes from Theodora because she is his power of attorney.
From Miss Wright?
Correct.
Matthew is the one who's in prison?
Correct.
And he doesn't have $5,000. He's been in prison for decades.
Well, that is not my understanding. My understanding is he has an inheritance and she manages his money.
Inheritance from whom?
Actually, it was the proceeds from a house that we sold. He had a little over $10,000 in an account. And I do have...
And this was a house that was owned by...
My father had a rental property, so my brother and I jointly inherited it. We had sold it, and he had a little over $10,000 left. Okay. And I have an email detailing...
Just a minute. You got a check for $5,000. And how many visits did you, in fact, make for that $5,000? You're supposed to make 50. Let's say 50.
Correct.
How many
14.
14. So with regard to that, you would owe back money on that contract. If you only made 14 visits, I have to... figure out the math. Bird is going to do that for me.
36.
So you have to give back on that contract $3,600.
I don't owe them anything.
No. Listen to me. We'll get to various parts of what you think that they owe you or you owe them. You had a contract that you understood would provide for $100 per visit. You would make 50 visits with the children. You only made 14 visits.
Correct.
So on that contract, you owe her $3,600. Then she says she transferred $3,800 to you. When and for what?
During the September visits, Jackie was talking about opening her own preschool outside. She was running it in her home. So she was talking about opening it as a commercial space. She said she was getting a loan for the money to start her business. She told my brother she had outstanding medical bill and collections. They wouldn't give her the loan unless she paid off the bill. So the visits had gone really well. She did 6 visits in the month of September per the contract, which I have an email from right here. And she asked if she could borrow $3,820. And then she would pay back as soon as she got the loan, which she was expecting in January. So I went to the bank on October 3rd and transferred it from the account that I have for my brother, but it's in my name, to her account.
You have proof of that?
Yes.
I'd like to see it. Tell me what the $3,800 was for.
The $3,800 was for the educational costs for the children.
Okay. Well, I see you withdrew it. Where does it say you transferred it to her?
Unfortunately, the bank, because we both had the same bank, so I transferred it directly from my account into her account, but I'm not allowed access to the proof that it went into her account because it's under her account number. They wouldn't give that to me without a subpoena.
This just says withdrawal, $3,820.
Right. That's I had to withdraw it from my account, and then I transferred it.
I understand that, but according to credit history, they do indicate when monies are transferred.
It just couldn't indicate that because they were two separate names. It doesn't show that I'm transferring it from my account to another account. As though another account in my name, then it would have been a transfer. But in order to put it in her account, I had to withdraw it and deposit it. So she would have to provide proof that it was deposited.
Okay. Now, we don't have Miss Doherty a counterclaim.
No.
So what your position is with regard to this $3,800 is that it was payment for daycare services.
Correct.
I'd like to see your invoice for daycare services.
So typically...
I don't want to hear typically.
Okay.
$3,820, which is a substantial amount of money, which means that you sort of built up an invoice over an extended period of time. How many days a week did you watch these children?
I had the children 5 days a week.
From when to when?
8:30 in the morning to 5:30 p.m. under two separate entities.
What does that mean?
They were enrolled in my school for part of the day, and then I watched them privately the other portion of the day.
Did the state pay for any part of that?
No.
Who paid for the school part?
One of the issues that I had ongoing was unavailability to receive a parenting plan. I requested it several times, and it was not given to me.
Just a second. That doesn't answer my question. My question was a specific one. Who paid for the school part?
No one.
From when to when?
September, when school started, through December 16th, when the children stopped attending school.
Had they ever attended school with you before? Had you
Yes.
ever taken care in the preceding year?
Correct.
Who paid for that?
That was paid for by the mother.
The mother was in rehab, so I don't know how she was paying.
She wasn't in rehab at that time.
What kind of work did she do?
She is a counselor.
Is that how she met Matthew?
I do not know how she met Matthew.
So in 2016, it was paid for by the mother, who then went into rehab.
She didn't go into rehab till 2017.
Hmm?
Rehab started in 2017.
Rehab was after they were no longer in my care.
Well, if you go into rehab, that means you have a problem. That means the likelihood of you being employed on a regular basis, if you have the kind of problem that requires rehab, to me, is de minimis. Was she working all throughout 2016 before she went into rehab?
Yes.
As a what?
I think in 2016 she was working as a rehab counselor, but I do have the agreement that she made with Jackie regarding the child care right here.
I don't care. Who paid her from September until December?
I don't know the name of the job, but it was a rehab counselor. I believe subsidiary.
Did you ever have a contract with the mother to pay you for services?
No.
Yes, it's right here.
I'd like to see it.
This is Jackie sent me this email. This is an email detailing her contract with the mother.
I just want to see.
And that's an email.
I just want to see.
It's on the backside. Backside. And I actually paid Jackie $1,300 in October to cover the child care that the mother was supposed to pay.
Did you attempt any time in the last 12 months to get a loan, Miss Daugherty?
No.
Was there ever a time that you wanted to move the school that you currently have that was in your own home to a different facility?
Yes.
When was that?
That was in 2016.
Okay, so in 2016 you attempted to get the loan.
I did.
And at that time, did you have an outstanding credit issue?
Yes.
So the 38 to 20 that was deposited in your account was, as the plaintiff indicates, for that credit issue, because at that time you were being paid by the mother.
Correct.
Right. That's what you just told me, that the transfer of monies were made because of this loan that you wanted to get to resolve your credit issues, because in 2016, according to what you told me, you were being paid by the mother.
That was at a different school.
I don't care whether it was on Pluto. I got it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
how much was all the furniture?
$1,566.50.
Your Honor, I'd paid $1,600 on it. I'd paid my half. I'd already paid
well,
my half.
Just a second. But you didn't leave her half the furniture. Do you understand?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Theodora Wright says former daycare provider Jacqueline Daugherty owes for work she never completed and a loan.
Okay, sounds to me like you have taken on some tremendous responsibilities that weren't your responsibility.
Yep.
You took it on because of few people's lack of good judgment, including the state of, what state is he in?
Washington.
Washington state. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's my maximum. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think she treated the kids well. We really needed somebody that we could trust that could take the kids up there to visit their father.
I loved the little kids. They were they had known me for several years and been in my care, and I'd seen their family go through many things.
I thought she did a good job. We thought she'd be the perfect person for that. We really liked how the agreement worked out. It seemed like it would have been a win-win.
And those kids needed some stability in their life.
But she just didn't follow through.
Well, for me personally, it's just not to get involved in other people's business.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rogers versus Wheeler. Step forward.
Sabrina Rogers is suing her former friend, Christina Wheeler, for furniture rental fees and cleaning fees.
Let me start with you, Miss Wheeler. You and the plaintiff shared a house together, and everything was fine. Together, you rented some furniture, some rented to own, which is you lease it.
It wasn't a lease. It was an outright purchase with payments being made. But it was in okay. Sabrina's name.
So she was making the payments?
Well, I was making the payments.
To?
Sabrina.
For your half?
Yes, for my half.
Okay. So it was not rent to own. It was
no.
purchased.
Yes.
On her credit card.
Yes.
You acknowledge that it was a joint responsibility.
Yes.
By giving her half mm-hmm. while you were living there.
Yes.
Then you moved out.
Yes.
Because you didn't get along with her daughter. Her daughter moved in. You didn't get along with her daughter. I don't care about that because it has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that has to do with me is the furniture.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You own the furniture, you sell the furniture, and you split up the proceeds. But you took the furniture. Give her the furniture back, and then she'll make the payments. And you come and take your furniture.
But my furniture has bed bugs in it because of her daughter.
Ah, right. Very good.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sabrina Rogers is suing her former friend, Christina Wheeler, for furniture rental fees and cleaning fees.
So you moved out and you took the furniture.
Yes.
And you stopped paying for the furniture.
I had made the payments that were agreed
when you
upon.
Were there. But there were still more payments that had to be made for the furniture.
Well, whenever I made the payments, my payments were supposed to go into a savings account. She was supposed to be making the monthly payments. And she was never making any of the payments. She never made any of the payments.
Show me. Well, show me first that you gave her money for half the furniture.
I have my bank statements that shows the money coming out.
Oh, just... That's a very heavy package. It would take 4 stamps to mail that package. So what I want you to do is take a circle and show me where you made monthly payments.
I highlighted them for you, ma'am.
Perfect.
And I even have a list that itemizes what each one is for each month. If you'll notice while you're looking at that all the payments that are made to her are the only times that they're... counter checks or ATM withdrawals?
No, just a second. I just see ATM withdrawals. How do I know what they're for? One's for $500, one's for $300, one's for $200. How am I supposed to know what they're for?
Each month I paid $500, $300 was towards the rent, and the $200 was for the furniture. So if you'll look, I can explain that there is $500 every month that's
either
one
is for
an ATM.
One is for $120, an ATM withdrawal that you've highlighted. How do you explain?
If you'll look at the sheet where it says May, June, July, August, it breaks it down, and if you look at the breakdown, it ends up being
$500. I'm not looking at your breakdown.
It's on that.
No, I'm not looking at your breakdown. That's prepared for litigation. I don't look
okay.
at that.
Well, we're friends. The payments that I was making were supposed to go into a savings account.
Why?
They wouldn't let you make the payments off early every month. They wanted you to make the monthly payments, and at the very end, you can make one final payment to pay it off completely. That's what mine was supposed to go
that's,
to.
That's rent to own.
Well, we bought it from a furniture
that's
store, and they're not
own.
Known for rent to own.
And then you have one for $386?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. How much is left on the furniture?
$1,865.41.
May I see that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
How much was the furniture originally?
It's at the top of the thing. It shows the payoffs at each stage of making a payment.
How much was all the furniture?
The total amount of the furniture before it went to the rental company was $1,566.50. When the rental company took it over, it became more than that because you're paying monthly payments.
Your Honor, I'd paid $1,600 on it. I'd paid my half. I'd already paid
well,
my half.
Just a second. But you didn't leave her half the furniture. Do you understand?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
How much was all the furniture?
$1,566.50. When the rental company took it over, it became more than that because you're paying monthly payments.
Your Honor, I'd paid $1,600 on it. I'd paid my half. I'd already paid
well,
my half.
Just a second. But you didn't leave her half the furniture. Do you understand?
But
you
she,
didn't
I,
leave
she,
her. No, listen to me. Paying your half is great. Then what you do is if you own the furniture, you sell the furniture if you're leaving, and you split up the proceeds. But you took the furniture.
I left her furniture.
It doesn't matter.
I had furniture. No, the agreement was that I had furniture that is, I have documentation of the furniture and its value, pictures
just
of it.
Just a second. I don't care. Listen
ma'am,
to me.
Ma'am, it was an even trade.
Listen
it
to me.
It was an agreement.
She
it
wants,
was an even trade.
She wants it back. Give her the furniture back, and then she'll make the payments. And you come and take your furniture.
But my furniture has bed bugs in it because of her daughter.
Ah, right. Very good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,865. We're done. Thank you.
I'm Judge Hughes. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Did your mother leave a will?
No.
A daughter's massive withdrawals took her grieving stepfather by surprise.
How much was taken out of that account?
Over 19,000.
Next Judge Judy.
Well, she was supposed to be making payments on the furniture. My money was supposed to be going into the savings account.
Because she was my friend and I was trying to help her out.
They still have it. I'm out my sofa, I'm out my mattress and box springs.
She gave all that stuff to Kristen before Kristen moved back in.
Her daughter was supposed to move in for a month or two because she'd lost her job.
A lot of problems. They are both.
And she was supposed to be back out and...
Headstrong.
That was the agreement because we don't get along.
And so that they clash.
Oh, well, I guess it's over.
There won't be a friendship anymore.
Should have known better.